an insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Hooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, before we get to the stats, let's feed you a little football, NFL Lunch style. Safe Flowers, we talked about this earlier, having a monster start to 2025. And here's Lions head coach Dan Campbell recognizing that challenge.
I got a lot of respect for this player, man. He is an explosive, explosive player. Really, you got to play sticky coverage on this guy as much as you can. You got to get your hands on him. This is one of those guys, third down, they go to him. You know, he's got a really good route tree. He's quick. He's dynamic. He's explosive. So get your hands on him and don't let him just run right through the defense. That's where it starts. And then you got to hang with him, because if this guy breaks contain and now you got him running through your defense, you got issues.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it sounds like, if I'm saying, I'm like, okay, sounds like they're going to put a guy up in my face and try to hit me all day long. And Cleveland did that originally. And then was it Cleveland or Buffalo? One of the two that I can't remember which. But then when Monk put him in motion to get him free. I mean, we used to have to do that with Jerry Rice a lot, because people want to jam you at the line of scrimmage and disrupt your rhythm and not let you off the line, you know. But then if you put him in motion, you get the running start and all. So maybe we'll have to see a lot of Zay being in motion tonight to get a free release.
Now, for the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, says elusive is an understatement. And hard to bring down, extends plays. I mean, maybe didn't take off and run it as much as people would have liked last week against Cleveland, but they wound up winning that game by a bazillion points. But Aiden Hutchinson, who's going to be one of the key components in shutting him down or slowing him down, talks about number eight, and when you're late, he's out the gate.
Yeah, it adds that layer of the quarterback run game that gives a lot of defense fits. So, I think we got a really good game plan in, and we just got to get on the same page and execute it. And, knowing that he might get some runs, but just containing him and limiting the damage, really.
Sounds like, Bob, they want to kind of muddle rush it, you know, like people try to do with him. Don't let him outside the pocket. You know, like the Ravens said that they were trying to do with Josh Allen. Make sure, you know, you had to stay in your rush lanes. You can't give him a lane to go run. So maybe they do that. Or maybe Anzalone is like a spy for Lamar. We'll kind of see what they do tonight. But, you know, all that stuff. You know, it all looks good on paper, Bob, but then when you realize, damn, he's a lot faster than I thought.
We've been talking about this a lot as well. 2 years ago, Detroit came to town at 5-1, undefeated on the road, cooking like gas, and the Ravens spanked him. It was 28-0 at a halftime. Jared Goff, I'm sure you remember that one, right?
Yeah, maybe some motivation value that, you know, we just kind of went in there and they took it to us. You know, I think we've got a lot of respect for their team and their coaches and the way they've gone about their business for a long time. And I'd like to feel they feel the same way about us, but we got to go in there and prove it and show them that, we obviously can hang with them and we're a great team. And in that instance, we didn't. So certainly have a little bit to prove this week.
I think the biggest thing they got to prove tonight, Bob, is if they can match the physicality of the Ravens tonight. And that's what we're going to see. We're going to find that out, you know, because a lot of times you kind of think of Detroit, you know, as, you know, not a real physical group offensively, kind of spread you out, get the ball, you know, 7-on-7 type stuff. So we'll see tonight if what kind of physicality they're going to have.
Give you some ugly particulars real quick from a Lions standpoint. Goff is 33-53. Threw a pick, no touchdowns, was sacked 5 times, and Mark Andrews scored 2 touchdowns against their defense. So a little 89 had himself a day.
Do you have the stats up there? But who got all the sacks for the Ravens?
Let's see.
Clowney, here. I'm guessing.
Van Noy had 2. Then Oway, Arthur Millett, and Matabike.
Nobody's here.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Let's get to the stats for tonight's game.
All right. We'll look at the Ravens offense against Well, we're looking at Detroit's offense against the Ravens' defense. Detroit's offense is ranked fifth. They're plus one overall. Ravens' defense is 31st. Ravens are giving up 409. Detroit's offense is averaging 378. Passing, they like to throw the football, 267 yards a game, which is fifth. Ravens' defense, they give up 298. They're 31st. Now, rushing, 111.5 for Detroit offensively. Ravens give up the exact same, 111.5. Would you take that tonight? I don't think I want to take that tonight. Points scored. Detroit's offense third, 32.5. Ravens defense giving up 29. So, I mean, if the teams just get their averages, Bob, I mean, we're going to have a 40 to 30-something score. Pass attempts, they're 17th. They've thrown it 67 times. The Ravens, people throw the heck out of the ball against the Ravens. Ravens are second to last. 94 passes teams have thrown it in two games. In two games. Now, completion percentage, Detroit's number one, 80.6. Ravens, they give up 64.9, so something I'll have to give tonight. Average per completion for Detroit, 8.3. The Ravens' defense, 6.5, which is middle of the pack. Touchdown passes, they're tied with the Ravens for number one with six. Ravens' defense has given up four. Interceptions, Goff has thrown one. Ravens' defense has gotten one. Got their hands on three others. Sacks, their offense is 20th. They've given up four. Ravens' defense is 25th. They've gotten three. That's gonna be one of the keys, man. Quarterback ratings, their offense, Detroit, third, 125.1 quarterback rating. Ravens' defense give up a quarterback rating of 93. Rush attempts, Detroit is 13th, 52 rush attempts. 67 pass attempts. Rushing attempts, Ravens defense, they're 15th. They've had 53. Average per rush, Detroit averages 4.3. Ravens give up 4.2. Now, in the past, the Ravens have been like in the low threes. Third downs, Detroit's offense, not great. 36%, 23rd. Ravens defense, they're 19th. They give up 42.4. And Detroit is tied. They do not get penalties. They're second to last. They've had 10 in the two games. They've had 10. Now, when we look at Ravens offense versus their D, Ravens offense is 11th, 337 yards a game. Their defense is 10th. They give up 302. Passing offense, Ravens are at 23rd, 195.5. Detroit's defense is 12th. They give up 196.5. Rushing offense, Ravens are 5th, 141.5. And that's with 45 yards last week is all. And they give up 106. 106. They give up points scored. Ravens are 1, 40.5. They give up 24. They're 21st. Passing attempts, Ravens bottom of the league. They're 29th. They haven't had to throw it a lot. 48 times, and their defense is 6th, 55 pass attempts. Completion percent, Lamar's 10th, 68.8. They give up 67.3, so they give up a lot of completions. Average per completions, Ravens are 4th with 9.0, and defensively, average per completion, they're one of the worst, 7.7. So you got a chance at some chunks. Touchdowns, Ravens are first. They've given up four touchdown passes. They're 26th. Ravens have not thrown a pick. They're last in the league. And Detroit has one. Sacks allowed. Ravens have allowed five. They're ranked 12th. Their defense, they've gotten four sacks. They're 18th. Quarterback rating, Ravens are first, 136.6. How about this? Detroit's defensive quarterback rating, 106.8. 106.8. We'll probably take that, I would think. Well, we take 106.8. Rushing attempts, Ravens are 17th with 50. and they've given up 52 rush attempts. They've given up 55 pass attempts. So people are 50-50 against them, throw and run. Average per rush, Ravens are 1 with 5.7. Their defense, they give up 4.1. Third downs, Ravens offensively, 39.1%, 21st. Third downs for them, they're not good. They're 25th. They give up 48%. Penalties, Ravens are 20th with only 13. And like I said, Detroit had 10. So the biggest things I see, Bob, is quarterback rating for Detroit's defense, 106.8. Average per completion, 7.7, which is one of the worst in the league. And third downs, they're one of the worst in the league.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan. Bill Vinovich, his crew tonight on the call in 2025. Only two games. Six unnecessary roughness, six false starts, six holding offense, five delay of games, and four defensive pass interference. That, according to my math, that's 27 penalties.
Damn, that's a lot of penalties.
That's number one.
Oh, crap.
In the NFL, but it's just two games. We'll go back to our picks, look back at college and pro, and obviously do our prediction for the Ravens game. You want to get your prediction in, send it to Nolan on the Plaza for a text line. Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com, talk college football. 4 weeks into the season, Ohio State's number one for now, and Maryland, one of the big surprises at 4-0, getting a signature win from Mike Locksley against Wisconsin.